It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, Water Walk from 2012.
Hey, Dad.
Justin.
Hey, how you doing? You busy?
No, not really.
Okay. I was wondering if I could ask you something.
Sure. No, it was not about that canoe in the garage, is it?
No. It's about a different canoe.
Well, listen. There's just one thing.
Yeah.
You cannot go on this trip alone.
You're right. There's just one thing. You're going with me.
So what happens when a father and son decide to recreate 1,000 miles of Marquette and Joliet's famous expedition from Upper Michigan to St. Louis? That's what Steve Faulkner wanted to know. He actually did it, then wrote a book about it. Actor and director Bob Cecchini bought the movie rights, and they join us now. Good morning, and thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
I'm watching the movie, and I'm watching the actors on this canoe, looking like a bathtub toy in the middle of the ocean. And you don't have a lot of canoeing experience yourself, so what made you decide to do this? And Bob, you as a filmmaker, you know, with an independent film with low budget, you know, you've got a lot of limitations, yet you take on this incredible technical feat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was probably kind of stupid of us to go out. You know, I accumulated 6 hours experience in the canoe. And then next we knew we were on Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't recommend that to the average father and son. And it did just about kill us a few times. That was probably overly ambitious.
This is a very ambitious project for any filmmaker,
yes,
even if you have several million dollars to work with.
Exactly.
And this was a very low-budget production. And so we had a lot of inherent challenges right there. And because everything you see Steve and Justin do in the movie, Chase Macer and I, mm-hmm, were actually doing. We didn't have stuntmen. And, I don't think I've ever worked on a project that was as physically arduous as this one.
Here's a clip where our father and son team hit some very rough waters on the Fox River near Appleton.
Justin, you have to jump. Grab the cable.
Okay.
Justin, pull harder.
I'm trying.
Harder.
I'm trying.
Justin, jump.
Not only was it shot in the Midwest, you also drew upon a lot of talent from the Midwest, including Mary McDonald Kerr, who people from Milwaukee would probably recognize.
Yes, it was very imperative for Roger Rappaport, our producer and co-screenwriter, to make this a Midwestern grown and raised project. It was very important to him. So we had to embark on a journey of finding really good actors in the Midwest, and luckily we came upon Milwaukee rep, a whole bunch of terrific actors. So we were grateful for that.
Doing an adaptation also presents its challenges. What got changed, and what sort of discussions happened as far as making those changes?
I knew that once Hollywood picks up a film, they're going to make changes. And so I didn't have veto power, and I knew that. But I think they kept the heart of the story there. And it's a father-son story. It's an adventure story. It's out in the wilderness. And all those elements were very much there. So I ended up being very pleased by that.
Robert Cecchini and Stephen Faulkner, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
It's great to be here, Chair. Thank you.
You can see more of Stephen Faulkner, Bob Cecchini, and Waterwalk tomorrow night at 10 on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television.